The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm back.
I'm John.
I'm Mrs. Nesbitt.
Not no. Dickface this week.
No, I'm going to change it up every week. Handle the two Adams. It's going to be different all the time.
So we changed your name to avoid confusion, and you're just fucking everybody up.
Yeah, because two Adams should not be difficult. So
should we just call him something different every single time?
Yeah.
I'm just going to call him Adam and say,
it's Mrs. Nesbitt.
All y'all's game. No, either you guys decide on a new name. Or
Peter told me how to change my name, so I'm going to continue to change my
name. I thought we agreed to change it to Elric.
I don't like it.
All right,
should change your name legally.
No, because I like it as a legal name. I just think it's silly saying it out loud.
Elric? It sounds cool.
To me, I don't know
Fine,
if it's
call
weird
me
saying.
Elric. He can be John. You'll be Adam. That's Josh
I'm
back
Mrs.
there on the board.
Let's just confuse even us in the studio now.
Yeah.
So what have you been up
Shut
to,
up,
John?
John. Wait a minute.
When? That was confusing.
And we're already confused.
Am I supposed to talk or shut up?
Like Elric, shut your mouth.
I don't even know.
Stupid Elric.
Are you even John? I don't.
Are you? Identity crisis. I've been playing Counter-Strike.
That's
and
a surprise.
I've been uplifting my fellow brethren in the game.
Are you back down to?
No. I'm Master Guardian 2.
Wow.
Got Peter up to Master Guardian 2. I'm not going to take credit for that because he's better at that game than I am. Like, if we play five games, I'll probably beat him score-wise, like, 1-2, mostly just 1.
Oh.
He's better.
Dude,
his headshot game is tight. Like, I gotta give it to him. His headshot game is tight. My clutch game is boss. Like, I can clutch around, you know? But his
and nobody
headshot
that
game
doesn't
is tight.
Play Counter-Strike has any
we've
idea
lifted,
what you're talking
we've
about.
Lifted Lenny, we've lifted Lenny into Master Guardian. Which he does not play like a Master Guardian. But he does well with us. He's a SMG sprayer, spray and pray all the way. And he's getting good at it. It's obnoxious. Like,
dude,
he'll
SMG
be out fragging
has
me for like three quarters of the game, and I'll just be like, he literally just running guns. Which is like one of the things in that game where they're just like, you can't really do it.
Right.
Because every gun gets like incredibly inaccurate, except for SMGs because they're bullet hoses. And Lenny's getting really good at the running gun,
no
man.
No kick. I've watched the last couple games he's played. No kick to that gun at all.
Well, okay, because so, like, we had him on the P90, which is a 50 round. You know, it's in a lot of games. And he was getting good with it. But then we all started, like, he bought the MP7 on a terrorist round. And he's like, I really like that gun because he killed, like, 4 people out of 5.
Nice.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, the MP7, like, some people joke around and say it's the best gun in the game because...
Because it does shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you fuck
could
around
just
and get four
dude,
kills.
He'd be like, there's one time he's like down in like the center of mid and there's people all around him and he's just like spinning and like spraying down everybody. And I was just like, what the fuck was that? Like, how did that possibly, like, if that was me, it would have never worked. I
See,
died.
Those are moments you should be streaming so we can share this with our listeners.
Yeah, John.
So what have you been up to, Elric, Adam, Dickface? Something.
Shenanigans.
Miss Nestle.
You already forgot.
Yeah,
see?
I totally did.
Miss Nestle Crunch. No, that's not it. Nesbitt.
Miss Nesbitt. Yes, it's Mrs. Nesbitt this week.
No, it's not.
All the Fallout. Fallout is life. Like, that's
right on.
That's all it is. I mean, to be fair, I haven't done a ton of gaming the last few weeks in a row. I've just been busy. But when I do get a chance, it's always about that Fallout. And it will be for probably like the next 400 hours.
So have you been doing now mostly story missions or base building? Or what have you
I've
been
I've completely ignored the base building. I think it's cool, but it's not for me. So like even – I'll probably build 3 to 4 characters. And overall, I'll never – I'll probably none of them will build bases.
Why?
It's just not – it's cool, but
I kind of agree. Like, I've done a little bit of it, but like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, build up sanctuary. So I started like scrapping a bunch of houses and junk. And
see, that's what it is.
I built like one of the wooden pre-built buildings already, you know. And then I was like, yeah, this is kind of boring. I'm gonna go to a mission now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like.
Are the bases not viable in the fact that like you move around too much to make them worth it?
You really do. Now you. If you go,
I think it depends on your gameplay, like the way you're playing.
It does,
you know,
because like if you go high charisma and you want to concentrate on base building, like you get access to like way better stores, way better crafting materials, things like that. And you can actually set up trade routes between the different settlements that you've set up, and just have a steady.
How is not one of your four characters gonna do this?
Steady increase of caps constantly because it's a lot of zero action. There's no shooting going on while you're doing any of this base building.
Well, you got wild creatures that might happen upon you. I heard wolves can
attack. Don't you get raider attacks? I haven't really done much
of
it to know for sure.
But to be honest, like, the amount of raider attacks that actually happen...
Now, how would you know?
Because you... There's a radio station...
I'm just curious.
No, fair enough. There's a radio station that you can listen to. There's like four or five for your Pip-Boy, and it changes the music for while you're playing. One of them is called Diamond Star Radio, and it plays like 1940s, 1950s swing music, which is super fun. But the DJ that's on that station will give you news about the wasteland, and he'll be like, oh, the sanctuary settlement is being attacked by raiders. And if you're paying attention to your actual settlements, you'd be like, oh, shit, I gotta get back to sanctuary and save them. I don't give a fuck. So I'm just like, whatever, my fucking workbench will still be there when they're done. Moving on. So yeah, like you can actually pay attention to... In fact, somebody played an entire playthrough of Fallout 4 with never leaving the first base you set up.
And yeah, just never leaving Sanctuary.
Just never leaving Sanctuary and just waiting for everything to come to him. And he, like, you're able to build your character to level like 40 or 50 before you have to venture out of city limits. Nice. It's slow.
It's boring. It's slow, but it's also kind of cool.
Exactly. It gives you some options. You can do that if you want.
It's a different way to survive in the game. I think that's cool.
I probably will go back and do some more base building. It's just like, there's a lot of options, so you either can do like just prefab buildings, or you can do it just piece by piece.
Like, yeah, I was watching them, and it's like snap building, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The snap building is really wonky, though, because like, I'd go to build... And one of the first missions you have to do is you have to build a wall barrier around a single house. And I went to go do that, and every time you try to make two walls to snap at a 90-degree angle, it either wants to offset it like 2 feet back or snap it to where it's a straight wall. And it's like you can never get that perfect angle, and it was super annoying.
I bet you there's an angle to face to do it, no problem.
Dude, I spent literally like 30 minutes trying to set this one wall to get it perfect, because I was...
This is why you stopped base building.
Exactly, yeah. And I was just like, this is fucked up. Like, there's already mods out to make the snap base building better. And those are the first mods that came out
for
Fallout 4.
Well, before DayZ had snap base building, I mean, I used to have to, like, spot Ed, and I'd be like, forward, back a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, shift it to the right... Put it in.
But this, like, Fallout.
And
really,
then it would be wrong, and I would be like, oh, you moved it at the last second.
But Fallout really tries to play to snap building being a good thing. So, like, it wants to
snap
favor.
Snap building is a good thing.
No, it is. It is. But it wants to favor that. So, like, when you're like, oh, I'm like a foot off, and you try to, like, slowly work it into spot, like, you get remotely close to where you want it, and it just snaps to where you don't want it. And you're just like, fuck, this is bullshit.
I really think that's user error.
No.
I bet you I can find a YouTube video that shows you how to fix it.
When the first mods out for a game are to fix the snap building, it's not a single user error. Like, that, plain and simple. Like, those are the first ones out. Yeah, in a mod that's not done by Bethesda.
Yeah, exactly.
So why don't you have that mod?
Well, I haven't experienced those issues, but I haven't really tried. I haven't done the quest or whatever you're talking about where you had to put a fence around a house. So.
Yeah. It was,
I assume that's one of the sanctuary ones.
It is. You have to build, like, X amount of defenses, and I was like, oh, I'll just build a fat wall. That should totally count. And I built this whole wall, and it didn't. I ended up having to
build
a turret.
Yeah.
And so,
I got turrets and corn and all that stuff.
Yeah, I do too now. Actually,
corn?
Corn and tatoes.
Mine's all tatoes.
Yeah, they're tatoes.
Call me Tater.
I actually followed, because really the Minutemen, the whole thing is just about taking over new location, setting up a base, taking over new location, and so like it gets super repetitive, but if you follow it to the castle and do the castle one, you take out a legendary like crabby thing, but then the next mission after that is to access the castle's storage room, and I highly recommend going that far with it, because after that I have no idea what comes next, but that storage room is super worth it.
Nice.
Like there's like two fat boys in there, a shitload of mini nukes, a minigun, a rocket launcher, oodles of ammo for everything. Ammunition.
Do you use your power armor often? Or
only when I'm doing Brotherhood of Steel missions.
Oh, really?
Right now, you actually... One of the main storyline missions...
I haven't done anything with the Brotherhood of Steel. I kind of told him to fuck off. So.
And it's fine. one of the main storyline missions, you walk out on the roof of this building, and there's just a huge fucking, like, steampunk blimp that goes by. Okay. And that's when you can just, like... Even if you've never been in your power armor before, you can hop into it and then go start doing awesome Brotherhood of Steel missions. Because before that, any interaction you have with them... the only way I can relate to it is, like, calling them dailies. Because it'll be like... Cool. Go kill X amount of these things.
Gotcha.
Cool. Go.
Just to get some XP.
Grab this random
basically
file.
Just grind.
Yeah, they're grind missions. Until that happens, and then the Brotherhood of Steel missions become very well worth it.
That's pretty much all I did this week, too, is play some Fallout 4. I didn't even play any Metal Gear, I don't think. I did play a little bit of the game that I'm going to be talking about later, too.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, most of the time. But yeah,
so what level are you in Fallout, then?
I never played it, but it looks good.
Shit. I don't remember.
All right, fair enough.
I can't remember.
50 or 60,
head.
Something
shit,
like
no.
that.
It doesn't have a level
it's
cap.
It's pretty low.
People have already hit level 99. I'm assuming they hit 100, but I saw a Reddit post. It was like, I finally hit 99.
And you were like, get a life.
Pretty much.
It starts over at 1.
Get a job.
You lose all your skill points. I'm so close to level 21 right now, and I just really want to get to 25 so I can get the next level of gun nut so I can craft, like, a suppressor for my 50 caliber sniper rifle and shit like that. So
nice.
It's Bethesda does a great job of just being like, here's a little reward, but you really want to push for the next level so you can get this. Like, it's...
Yeah.
You feel like you're getting something back.
The last perk I got was the one where you can pacify animals. I've been playing around with that one.
So if you max that out, you can go to a legendary Deathclaw and have this giant two-story Deathclaw be your pet. And I'm just like, how is that not the best thing ever?
So far, all I've gotten is little dog,
like,
beast things.
Rad roaches and stuff, yeah.
I haven't tried a rad roach yet.
You can get
that
one
could
of those.
Be cool.
Yeah. Any wild animal.
I fought this
you
bear.
You can get one of those.
I fought this damn bear that kept killing me over and over again. That fucking bear was so tough, and then I beat two or three super mutants right afterwards. I was like, this is bullshit. How's that bear? killed me 5 times.
Those bears are gnarly, man. Those bears aren't anything to fuck with. Like, when I see a bear, I just
mini nuke.
Automatic combat shotgun with a hardened receiver, and I'm just like, that it's automatic.
Yeah.
Each shot takes very little action points, so I'm just like, boom, 6 shots into your dome because you're right in front of me. And even then, afterwards, I'm still just like pulling fucking the fire button as much as I can because it's not close to dead yet.
Nice.
Yeah, they're no joke.
So you guys ready to move on to the news?
If we have to, can we just talk more Fallout, please?
No,
I think we've done enough of that.
I played a game this week, and you played it too.
What did we play?
We played the Six Gun RPG.
Oh, we did. Yes, over at Comics Brew, we played a little bit of tabletop RPG. Ton
that
of fun.
As a game.
It is.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a game.
Chris is the DM, and he's probably the best.
Not necessarily my kind of game.
Yeah. Too nerdy for you, Liz, man.
I really dig the Six Gun. I mean, it's a shitload of fun.
Play again.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Check that out on comicsbrew.net.
Yeah. Shameless cross promotion. Woo. So news.
All right, so is it shameless?
No.
Is it shameless? No, it's not. Because we all
I'm
are
full of
the
shame right
I
now.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we just shamed you.
But we're all under the same fucking banner. So
shameful cross promotion?
Just cross promotion.
There you go.
Well, wow. On that note, I guess you also check out badflix.net.
Absolutely.
So, live every Thursday at 8.
It's coming back, motherfucker.
Live.
You won't know it, but it's coming.
So, moving on to the news. I know none of you guys are really big PlayStation guys.
Lame.
Mostly since you don't have one, I assume.
That's the biggest thing.
You're an Xbox.
Well, actually... To be perfectly honest, up to PlayStation 2, I did.
Yeah. Well, PlayStation 2 is fucking awesome.
Yeah. Especially for the time frame now, it's kind of like, But the original PlayStation, I played tons of games. Like, I fucking lived for the first Driver game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I used to play
the Driver
games.
The Driver game was so much fun.
Just the one where it was like, how long can you run from cops? And it goes forever until you run out of the timer. And, like, yeah. I used to do it with my brothers, and we used to play that fucking game. And, like, you'd be up at, like, 12 minutes. The cops would be fucking everywhere. Your car would be beat to the, like, living shit. And you're just, like, mobbing. And you're like, oh, my God.
Reaching for every little second.
Well, over the weekend was the PlayStation Experience 2015. And that's basically just like a little expo Sony puts out. This is the second year
their personal expo.
Right. This is the second year they've done it. And I think this is also the reason why they weren't at GDC, I think, this year because of this. They were focusing most of their
They were at an expo earlier this year, though. It was the Fallout 4 and the Doom launch, and like Bethesda had a huge showing. E3
probably.
Yeah, E3 or
CES. Everybody was at E3. Yeah. So.
Nobody skips that.
Right.
Nobody who wants to sell shit skips that.
Right? Basically, they just wanted people, they wanted their own conference to actually release stuff. But
Disney does it, yeah.
We did get some pretty cool trailers out of it. An Uncharted 4 story trailer, which if you're into the Uncharted games, you definitely should check out.
I wasn't until I watched this trailer, and now I want to go back and play the first three. Yeah. I just need to find a PlayStation to play them on, unfortunately. Like, that's
hot. You know, PS3 is like $100 now.
See, my old man's got one. My roommate's got one. I just need to find... Okay, really, I need to find a game. But my old man's shooting Nazis on his right now playing Wolfenstein. I can't take that away from him.
No, you can't.
I mean, everybody loves shooting Nazis. That's a simple joy in life.
I played the old school Wolfenstein on my PC.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I find all the secrets.
But check out the Uncharted 4 trailer. It's basically like him and his brother sitting down talking about some stuff. And it's kind of cool because if you watch it, you see like they give you an option.
I saw that, and it was the three options are games 1, 2, and 3. And you tell them which story. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
So I don't know if that actually affects anything other than the immediate cutscene, you know, the cinematic.
I'd imagine it's only the immediate cutscene, because then after you tell him like two or three things about it, there's a small jump in time. So it's like the next morning, you guys have been talking all night, and he's like, that's pretty much what I've been up to. So I feel like you tell him all of them.
Right.
And that's just the one you kind of lead with. So that's my guess. Yeah. I've never played any of them. I have no idea.
But that could be cool. I mean, maybe there's I assume there's more of those throughout the game.
What if that one simple option at the start of the game changed the whole gameplay?
Then I'd play it probably two or three times if
that's
I was
what
into
I'm saying. Those. How fucking sick would that be, though?
That would be awesome. It probably doesn't. Uncharted, they're very linear stories, but they're good. And they're worth it for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Do you guys like Ninja Gaiden?
I've never played them. I heard those games are tough as shit.
I've played them a little bit, but I've never actually, like, played through them.
I've played all of them. They're awesome.
Nice. well, there's a new game coming out by the developers of them called Neo. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's N-I-O-H.
I think
pretty,
it's Neo.
Pretty cool.
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe.
No.
It's actually been in development for a while, from what I understand.
N-I-O-H.
It went from one...
That's N-E-O-H-O.
It went from one developer to another, basically.
Okay.
But it's a pretty cool trailer, too.
Is it a ninja
worth
game?
Worth checking out. Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. That's one trailer I didn't get to check out.
I don't know
the
how big you guys are on
Team Ninja. So
Team Ninja, yeah.
It might be Pirates or Vikings.
There's also, I think a few episodes back, we talked about the Ratchet & Clank movie that was coming out next year.
Yeah.
There's a game coming out for it that's a reimagining of the series, you know.
Oh, okay.
So, reboot, basically.
Yeah.
But that game's coming out on April 12th, and the movie's coming out on April 28th, so.
Okay.
A little bit, if you wanted to check that out first. They also had a bunch of announcements for the PlayStation VR headset.
Really?
Some of them were pretty cool. I'm not going to go over all of them because there was a lot of games announced, but one of them I thought was pretty cool was a 100-foot robot golf game.
Yep.
Yes.
So, and
I'm
consider
a big fan
you're
of
in
golf.
You're in VR, so like Oculus and stuff like that, you know, and you're just these giant 100-foot robots running through a city playing golf. Destroying buildings and fighting each other
too
with the golf.
I am sold.
You know,
John, we need to go shoot around.
It's pretty badass. So,
yeah, I love golf games. You have no idea how many hours me and John sunk into the Wii golf game. Like that's all we had for entertainment. Yeah, I'm sure you were. Was the Wii and like DVDs that we'd watched a dozen times each. So we would just play golf over and over and over again. You were definitely better at bowling than I was.
But that one's pretty cool. I'll try to put up a trailer on the website for that too. It's worth checking out. The graphics are a little light. It's pretty rough looking, like polygon kind of style, you know.
Of course.
It works. There's also Ace Combat 7, which I pretty much just would be awesome to fly around in jets in a VR headset.
Any dogfighting game
exactly.
In a VR headset
yeah.
would be rad.
Oh, there's a cooler dogfighting one coming up. there's also one called Modern Zombie Taxi Company, or Taxi Co., I think. It's
go on.
Very similar to, like, Crazy Taxi.
Yeah. Go on.
In VR, but you're zombies.
Got to take him over to the human bank so he can feast on some brains. Got to get him there in 2 minutes.
It was just a short trailer I watched, but they're like, they're telling you to run over people, and there's even a point where you have like a gun on your taxi. So,
so it's like Crazy Taxi meets Twisted
Metal.
Yeah. Not. I mean, like not so much. I don't think combat's really the point necessarily, but it could be. I don't know. I only watched a short trailer. It looks kind of goofy, but it could be fun to play in a VR headset.
Yeah.
The other thing I got is a newer game called Gollum from Highwire Games. First time I had heard of it. It's going to be a PlayStation VR release title.
Okay.
And it's basically just a quick trailer showing like this little girl sitting in her bed, basically making motions with her hands and stuff, and
like
in another world, dreaming, like controlling this big rock golem monster.
Okay,
so you're playing a girl that's basically.
I don't know
using
if you're actually playing
headset.
Her. Something along those lines. Yeah, kind of. She doesn't have like a headset on. Her eyes are like glowing or something. But graphics look pretty
correlation.
Cool. So it looks pretty cool, and it could be fun to like. It shows him like you know walking through this, just kind of ruined. Place with like pillars falling over, and he picks them up and throws them to the side, and that could be kind of cool in a VR situation.
Yeah.
The last one I have is probably the best one. It's Eve Valkyrie. So it's a space dogfighting game that takes place in the Eve Online universe.
Oh, okay.
This one actually will also be released on the Oculus for
PC
Windows. Yeah, exactly.
For Windows users.
Right. This one's pretty badass. I mean, space dogfighting in a VR headset.
Sign
seems like
me up.
Pretty much what it was made for.
Yeah, right. Especially with space, because I don't know what it is about space games, but like even really old ones still look super pretty because you're just like a bunch of stars and some random ass fucking nebula, which is just a blur of color.
That right.
Looks really good in the background, and you're dogfighting. Like, how is that not fun? Doesn't matter how good it looks. So yeah, sign me up. I wanna shoot spaceships in a VR headset.
So is this the MMO one?
No. Eve Online is the MMO. I think this is just specifically a dogfighting version. You know,
They're just setting it in
for
the Eve
VR.
Universe.
Yeah, exactly. So you're gonna be using like the same kind of ships.
My brother
and
Tim
stuff
showed
like
me this like it was like a spaceship battle MOBA kind of thing, and a MOBA just in the.
It very well could have been Eve. It really could have been.
I don't think it was. Now that I think about it. But yeah, never mind. Just cancel that. Scratch that.
Moving on.
There's definitely exciting stuff coming up with with Oculus and all the VR headsets, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
For sure, though. I'm ready for the next level of gaming.
Yeah, VR. I hope it takes off. I really does. I really do.
I really do.
I do, too. I really haven't played around with very many of them. Actually, I think the only time I've used an Oculus was when Peter brought one here in studio.
I used it then, and I used it at PAX, and I played Hawking at PAX. It's just so immersive. It just was so much fun.
I think I want to make a paintball course that's like different CSGO maps, and then start up like a paintball company where you go 5v5, and then you have like a bomb to plant, and there's like a timer. They have to like hold a button to defuse it.
Guarantee you that thought is already being implemented because there are already.
But like in real life, like
yeah,
not VR.
paintball, okay, like yeah. Actual paintball. Sorry, I just had it. I'm gonna be a millionaire. Don't worry about it.
They're
I'm
not
about
gonna
to be
use
rich.
Paintballs with all of that electronics on you.
What?
You won't be shooting paintball guns if you have
no,
that.
No, there's not VR. This is just paintball, bro. This is just paintball. I just had a.
He sidetracked.
Awesome.
He had an idea that popped up.
No, that's what I'm saying. But you're saying
he wanted to get it on recording.
Shoot paintball guns with a VR headset on, right?
No, I'm going to build CSGO maps like out of plywood.
So this literally has nothing to do with what we were talking about.
That's why it was just an idea. I'm going to be rich. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be filthy fucking rich. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking for the bridge between what the fuck we were talking about.
We were telling you there was no bridge. We're like, there is no bridge.
All right, moving on.
You should get over it.
Yeah.
But there's no bridge to get over it with.
Come down.
It's
off
like
the
you're
cross.
About to drown.
Use the wood to build a bridge.
That's all I got for the PlayStation experience. If you want to check out more of those trailers, there's plenty of places to find them.
Oh yeah, they're all over the place.
PlayStation.com,
namely YouTube.
Well, they'll all link you to YouTube eventually.
Yeah.
So.
If they don't already.
I don't really have a whole lot of news today. The only other thing I really have is a little bit about the Game Awards, which we'll be talking about later on in full detail. But this is basically just another fuck you from Konami to Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, his lawyers contacted him before the Game Awards started.
So we are going to bring up the Konami Game Awards thing later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was going to touch on that if we weren't going to, because that's kind of a huge deal.
Them not allowing him to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, the lawyers contacted him, basically told him, but he wasn't allowed to attend the Game Awards 2015.
So
they don't really
ridiculous.
Say why. I'm sure they have their own reasons, you know.
You're going to win, and we don't want you there.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's pretty fucked up, because he was supposed to be on, the advisory board, too, for that.
Oh, so he wasn't just a guest there, then.
Right, he was actually supposed to be doing something there, too.
Well, let's say that. Well, let's get into our segments, and then we'll talk about that later, I'm sure.
No, that was pretty much all I had about that.
Oh, all right. Well, then yes, it is absolutely...
Just another dick move by Konami.
Yeah.
There's not really a lot of information on why. Like, they're not going to...
Other
they're
than
not
just
gonna
that
say
announcement?
Why.
Okay.
Yeah. They probably... Maybe they just don't want him saying something that, you know...
But you should still allow him to go. Just maybe try and make it so he doesn't have any time on the mic. Like, there's nothing wrong with having him sitting there.
Maybe they just don't want him, whatchamacallin' it, you know, where you're schmoozing up people.
Getting the limelight.
Limelight and then, networking.
Oh.
They don't want him out there talking. I mean, people have
phones. I'm sure people, yeah, I'm sure
I guess they could probably just call.
His email's probably very public. You could probably just shoot him an email.
According to Konami, last time they ever said anything, he's still an employee, so... He's just on vacation is all they would say. They've been real secretive about the whole fucking
ordeal. I'm sure he's on vacation.
Right.
And he's never
back. There is a contract or something that he has.
To wait
out.
Like
a non-compete contract that he can't do anything else with.
So he's doing whatever the fuck he wants for the next year or two, and then he'll come back to making games.
You know, I don't even know if it's that long for real. We may end up seeing something happen next year.
So he's down drinking margaritas in Tijuana for 3 months, and then he's going to do his own thing.
Probably not making shit off of Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, probably just swearing it as he looks through the bottom of that glass.
But... Yeah, another fucked up thing. Do you guys have anything else for news you wanted to talk about?
No, that's it all. That's all I got.
Wii U's getting a Minecraft port.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
Really? I would love to play Minecraft on that big-ass fucking controller on the couch. Eh,
it could be kind of cool. It depends on how they use the screen.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better if the screen was just your inventory.
Yeah.
I think it'd be. I would like it better if it was just your inventory.
I could see that.
I just don't see the point of playing Minecraft on that when you have it on a giant TV right in front of you. Like, what would be the purpose of that?
But you're right. So, if you had your inventory up all the time right there, it'd be super easy to reference.
You could see how many stacks of whatever you got while you're mining and stuff like that. Would be nice.
Yeah, that could be pretty useful.
But
my only problem is even the PS4 and Xbox One versions of Minecraft were missing a lot of shit that the PC version has.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
I never really looked into it because
unless that's changed a lot now, I don't know. But it was missing a lot of the same functions.
The auto crafting was kind of lame.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you have to spell out basically the shape of the tool on PC, but on Xbox, you don't have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when you fill out the blocks and
Oh, that was part of the fun was knowing all the recipes
right.
and how to make stuff. And you're like, oh shit, I made a door.
They're listed for you in a quick menu, and that's it.
Yeah, I think there's less of them too, but I don't know that for sure. Like, less things you can craft. You know?
See, I like that about Minecraft, though, because you're just like, okay, I'm in the crafting block. Everything has to be made in these 9 squares, and you would just, like, fuck around throwing ingredients in random spots.
Yeah.
Trying to guess a recipe. And then once you guess that recipe, you were like, oh, rad, I know how to make boats. Let's go venture across the sea.
Never really saw the point in playing Minecraft on a console. Mm. It's better off on the PC anyway.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
and it plays on fucking any PC pretty much.
Minecraft to me was one of those games that was like, when it first came out, mm-hmm. the novelty of endless Legos was extremely fun.
That's all it is. It's just a virtual Lego box.
Yeah. The circuit building for basic things like power doors.
Yeah,
like put push buttons shit. On the ground so when you run over them, the door opens. And
you
when
get
you go through
really
the door,
fucking intricate with the circuit building too. If you
well,
know what
somebody
you're
like built this calculator.
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
it
no,
was
no.
this hugest circuit ever, and it wasn't even. It was like the kind of calculator I built my circuits class. You know,
somebody recently
doesn't even like really.
Right, it's still out of in game. Like that's pretty badass.
It's actually funny that you bring that up because somebody within like the last 2 weeks. Built a giant cell phone that you can make video calls with through Minecraft. And he calls himself, and he's holding this phone right here, and, like, so he, like, yeah.
There has to be
he
some
video
kind of
called himself
mod.
Through Minecraft.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of mods going on there, though. To
the original.
It's still really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I think the coolest thing I've ever seen anybody do in Minecraft was this guy built this thing, and he stacked, it was just a rectangle, 3 squares wide. With a 1 square wide slot in the center, probably like 5 or 6 deep.
Uh-huh.
And he stacked TNT squares, like, all the way to the top, made this huge hopper, and then he detonates the TNT at the top, and he has a cow penned in at the bottom. And it explodes all the way down, and then when it gets to the bottom and explodes, the force just shoots the cow, like, across the map. And it just made me laugh so hard. I was like, that guy spent that much time building a cow cannon. And then he has to, like, lure them over to this
you
thing.
To load the cannon?
You spend so much time building anything in that damn game. Like
even just a basic base, you're like, wow, that took an hour and a half.
And then a creeper blew up the half.
Yeah.
I built a really intricate, like, ravine base that I spent a ton of time on. I made it massive. I had rooms and stuff that went all the way across both sides of the ravine with connecting bridges. And, like, waterfalls and, like, just...
It would always suck when you get lost and you couldn't
find
your damn
base
again. Dude,
I made really cool water elevators all through it, but I had so many problems making the water work exactly how I wanted to, keeping it, like...
Right.
So it looked nice and did what it was supposed to do.
Very specific square needs to be placed.
Well, it's not just that. Like, the way, like, where it was going had to be, like, perfect, too. And it was just... took me forever. Ed helped me for a while trying to get the water figured out, because... some of my waterfalls, I'm just like, I'm just flooding the bottom.
About to drown everybody.
So I think that's pretty much all we've got for news.
Every new hero and something else, all future Overwatch heroes and maps are free after launch.
Really?
Yeah, no pay to buy heroes like in LoL.
Nice.
Okay.
They might do skins. They might monetize skins.
Well, I'd assume so. But that's so cool that you can hop on and just have all of these champions already unlocked.
Kind of weird having Blizzard do a non, like, microtransaction game.
Right.
Just not at first.
I was going to say, they're coming out with skins, guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool that all future heroes and maps will be free.
Heroes and maps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That is nice, though. Because even in leagues, like, you can buy every hero with in-game points, but at the same time...
you better be playing a shitload of games to get it done.
Yeah, because, like, I will pretty much perpetually be, like, 6 champions behind. Because I just can't see... mostly because those 6 champions, I just look at them and I'm like...
eh.
I just don't really want to play you, so why am I going to worry about...
Right, you're just like,
because
there's no reason to buy this
character.
Because
I honestly am sitting on, like, 35,000 or 40,000, like, IP... and I could probably buy all of the ones I don't have, like, now, you know, but I just,
there's no reason to. You don't want to play them. I get it.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, I could have more runes with that money, even though I never get around to buying them. And then I buy a champion. It goes back down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm glad that they're free. That's a nice thing for them to do. I hate grinding to unlock characters.
Does anybody know when that game comes out?
Next year,
Like in April or something. I think
it's
we talked
beginning
about it,
second quarter. Yeah,
If Pete were here, he'd know.
Oh, I'm sure he would, yeah.
And we're going to Pete.
All right, Pete. Thank you, Pete.
Well, just kidding.
I'm in on the beta.
I got in on the beta because, well, cause Beta King.
All
they
right,
didn't,
so
didn't beta me, but they beta
I feel like now we're done with the news.
Yeah, now we're done. So, now so. We are done. Dunsky.
You sure you don't have anything else you want to add, John?
So, last week, I don't know if you got...
All right, well, I guess I'll move on to my game for the week, then.
What did you play?
You know, I am talking about... I figured I'd keep it all with the PlayStation, because this came out with the whole experience thing that we were talking about.
Okay.
It is a free-to-play game on the PS4, downloaded from PSN, called Guns Up.
Mm-hmm.
It's by, let's see, Valkyrie Hose Entertainment... Down. And it came out on December 5th.
Shells down.
It says it's a military strategy game for the PS4. So it's basically kind of like tower defense style, you know. So like you build up your base with different like there's a sniper tower and a little machine gun area,
a little artillery tower, yeah,
little mortars and stuff like that that you can set up, and then you go. You play online multiplayer and then go attack other people's bases.
Ooh.
So it's kind of like a Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Set up as far as the gameplay.
Right.
Not exactly like the way this is, because I'm watching the trailer, and it's definitely...
Right, like, you don't control the actual people. So you're controlling where they... How many there are. Like, as they die, you can add more people. Everything's bought with munitions, so the amount of bullets you have, that's how you buy things in-game, pretty much.
So does that actually fuck with your munitions for whatever guns you have set up?
No, it doesn't count, like, ammo for that.
Okay.
That's just how you buy, like, buying new soldiers cost...
X munition?
100 or okay. Whatever it is, yeah. And you can only have, like, 18 to 20, depending on the perks you have or the level. I don't know. You probably get more as you go further. But on the screen at the time, as they die, as long as you have enough munitions and stuff to buy it and slots, you can.
Okay.
And then as you level up, you end up getting, like, power-up cards and stuff like that. It's for either, like, to call in airstrikes or smoke bombs or stuff like that. Or just to increase, like, the defense of your guys or how much they cost, too, so that way you can buy more, like, mm-hmm. making them cheaper, you know.
I like the cartoony look to it.
Yeah.
It's got a fun look. Like, it...
It's actually really fun. I just started playing it for a little bit and I kept telling my son, I was like, oh, this is the last match and then I'm gonna turn it off, you know. And,
four matches later.
Right. Four matches later, and then when I went back to the title screen, it's like, oh, so and so has invaded your base and you lost. So do you want to retaliate? You know, I'm like,
well, of course I
fuck
do.
Yeah, yeah, you know. So I went and kicked his ass and that was pretty good. As you level up too, you get more characters. So you start off with like a machine gunner and a grenade launcher kind of guy.
Right, and you move
eventually
up
there's
yeah.
flamethrowers and stuff like that.
Okay, now is this only available on the PlayStation Network?
As far as I know, yeah. It's
well,
only
that's sad.
It's only PS4. It is free to play though, so anybody that has a PlayStation 4 should definitely check it out.
Yeah,
no reason not
free
to.
Games. Yeah.
I love games like that, little fun ones. I do like the base retaliation you're talking about.
Yeah.
You do the same thing in Clash of Clans. So, like, if somebody wrecks your base, you can go and see what it was, and you can, like, claim revenge, like, go in there. And... But every time I decide to do it where I'm just like, nah, fuck that guy. You know, because, like, I'll see, like, he raided my base with, like, 10 dragons or something, and I'm just like, all right, motherfucker. Like, you wanna wreck each other's bases? Like... Every time I click that damn button, it's like, oh, his shield is active, and you're not allowed to attack him because somebody else already attacked him recently. And I'm just like, every fucking time!
Ooh, and it looks like, actually, according to this article, it's available on all three PlayStation, PSN-enabled PlayStation platforms. So that would be...
Oh, really?
That would be PS3, PS4, and PS Vita.
Oh, Vita.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with cross-play, too, so...
So...
That's cool.
Is there something similar to that like there is in Clash of Clans? Like, do you get a shield so you can't be attacked again for a certain amount of time if somebody destroys your base?
I haven't seen anything like that unless it's just kind of automatic or something.
Yeah, because it's automatic on Clash of Clans. So, like, depending on how much of their base destroy of yours they destroy is, like, how long your shield is.
Like, so you can rebuild it or something?
Well, it rebuilds automatically. Yeah, but basically just to give you time so that, like, you're not getting wrecked every 6 seconds and people are just continually stealing your resources. Because then you're just like, well, this is freaking gay. Like, every time I freaking log out, somebody comes in and wrecks me. So you get, like, a 12-hour shield or something if somebody, you know, wrecks a good portion of your base. And then that'll give you time to finish, you know, like, say you were upgrading, like, cannons or whatever. So your defenses were already weak. Because one thing I always make sure to do, like, in that game, when I'm upgrading stuff, I make sure I spend all my money when I go to upgrade and, like, all my materials so that I'm not really worth attacking. Because none of your weapons work while they're being upgraded. So I just upgrade a bunch of weapons and have no money, and I'm just like, there we go. Like, yeah, rob me for what?
I don't think there's anything like that, because you don't really have to... Upgrading doesn't really take much time. If you have all the requirements with munitions and, like, there's certain build points you also get, it just takes a few seconds to... I don't think you can really be, like, attacked in that time.
I was going to say, the last upgrade I did on my town hall, for instance, took 7 days. And
oh, shit. Yeah, it's not like that at all.
So
I can see how that would be necessary for something like that.
Yeah,
though.
Or like I upgraded my fucking mortars, and it's like a 6-day upgrade.
Damn. Yeah, no, it's not like that. You build everything pretty much instantly.
That's one thing I hate about Clash of Clans is how long it takes at a high level to upgrade your weapons and stuff. It's just like, cool, it's useless for a fucking week. Like, dope.
But it is a really fun game. You'll get kind of addicted to it after playing it for a little bit.
Oh, easy.
So.
It looks fun. I think it looks awesome when shit's getting exploded, like the sniper towers are, like, eating rockets and shit.
Yeah.
And then
you
they
call
explode.
It airstrikes, or there's, like, these,
like,
fire bombs.
You, like, rocket, like, six little soldiers, and, like, their helmets and stuff go flying up in the air. Like,
there's a little decoy that you can set down to that just looks kind of like one of your guys, but obviously fake, you know?
Yeah.
And you just plant him in the ground, and then all the enemies shoot him, so then your guys can just shoot them while they're... While
take
they're
no
busy.
Damage.
Yeah. It dies. It goes away pretty quick once they're all shooting in.
Free damage is free damage.
Yeah. And there's like the goal is to get to their main base, you know?
Yeah.
So if you get far enough in the map, like, you can just start throwing missiles and airstrikes at their base without having to go all the way over there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on it. That's why there's, like, anti-aircraft guns and stuff like that you can
for
build.
Your base defenses that sound pretty necessary.
Yeah. It's really all we got. It's a pretty simple game, but it is it's a really fun game.
It sounds really fun. It really does.
Like I said, I only played for maybe an hour. I'm like leveled up to like probably level 5 or 6 now, I think.
Okay.
It levels really quick though, just as you're playing. One complaint I had was load times kind of suck. They're not
really
terrible, but they're
for
noticeable.
A simple game, it shouldn't be that intense,
right?
I was going to say, like, just looking at it, it's very small space-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know
if it has to do with connecting to the other person or not, but...
Probably, like, setting that all
so.
Up.
Yeah.
And like
do
I
they
said,
defend in real time, or does that
no.
happen outside? Okay.
Yeah.
That would be
That's
crazy.
Why, like, when I got back, it was just like, oh, your base got defeated.
And do they steal
you know?
Your stuff, like, anything from you? Like, resources or anything?
No, I don't think so. They just,
so they just
get their
fuck
own
you
shit.
Up to fuck you up?
I think you lose, like, munitions and stuff just for losing, for being defeated, you know?
Well,
which sucked, because I had, like, it was all wins at the top that shows you your tally, you know? And then I got back, and it was one defeat. I was like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Motherfucker.
Did you wreck his base? Did you win?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Decimated.
I went in with, like, because you get, like, these little power-up cards and stuff. I threw a couple of them on there, and pretty cool.
Nice.
So if you have a PSN account, definitely worth checking out.
I don't see any reason not to. Like I said, it's free.
Yeah,
free games
exactly.
is free games, like, and it sounds really fun.
Worst case scenario, you don't like it, you delete it.
Right? Check it the fuck out.
Yep. But that's all I got on that. I think John was going to tell us about a gadget.
Oh, what are you going to tell us about, John?
It's called Pulse, and it's by Chris Chang. It's on Kickstarter. I guess we'll just start off with the fact that their goal was $50,000.
And they're drastically short.
783,129.
Jesus Christ.
So they're I guess you would say they're killing it. Like
I mean, it's close, but
like,
they'll probably make it.
We need 50K, and then Kickstarter was like, and we're going to give you over $750,000 because your idea is
650% later.
Well, they're like, no, they're like, what was it, 1,500%? I don't know. That seems
right. Their goal is 50K, which means every 100K is 200%.
It says 1,562% funded.
Yeah, their math is wrong.
I'm just saying what Kickstarter's saying, dog. Don't judge me. Judge Kickstarter. You think they would be more mathy.
How much have they made?
$783 million. Just kidding. Just kidding. 783,000.
210.
If we're getting specific.
And 3 days to go as of this recording. Yep. So.
700 and what? 83?
Yeah. So what this is basically is this is an attachment for your camera. And what Pulse does is you it slides in and fits where your flash would go on the top of your camera and plugs directly into the USB port on the side of your camera and then gives you a remote trigger via an app on your cell phone. Now, nice. There's a lot of reasons this is way cooler than most remote triggers or just any kind of trigger for your camera. And it's because of the way they do it. They don't plug into the trigger port because most modern DSLs and DSLRs have a trigger port.
A remote port, yeah.
Yeah, that you plug that into that you can use. Since this goes into the USB port, they basically get to steal all the functionality out of the camera and put it into the app. So now all of your camera settings can be fucked with. You know, your ISO, your shutter speed, like everything can be adjusted. And the other thing it does, which is a really big deal as far as remote camera controls, is it actually allows you to do video as well.
And most 750%, give or take a few.
So they doubled it. What? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm saying Kickstarter's a fucking
liar.
Pad
the numbers a little bit.
They just pad the numbers a little bit. Not a big deal.
It's bullshit. I can't believe anything off of Kickstarter anymore.
Maybe
it's
they're
gone.
Anticipating 1,500% by the next 3 days. Yeah, and so since it does that now, and so you can do video, and it's small. The battery life on it is 24 hours, so it'll outlast your camera as far as battery life's concerned. It's got a 100-foot Bluetooth low-energy radio, advanced USB control built into it. So 100 feet for a remote control, like to be able to trigger your camera, is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, for sure.
Yeah.
You're not going to have... You're going to spend a lot on a 100-foot remote, so...
Yeah.
And then... So, this company originally started with making stuff for time-lapse, and they've already done two things through Kickstarter, and both of those were funded, and they made them. And people loved them, and then they took the feedback, and then they wanted to get into how they could really kind of upgrade the camera game, you know?
Okay, like... I'm glad that they're upgrading. I kind of have a problem with companies using Kickstarter multiple times just to progress their stuff. Like, I understand you need the resources, but at the same time, like, that first initial Kickstarter got you started. Shouldn't you be able to support yourself from this point?
No, that's not how that works.
I think it might be. That's how most businesses grow.
No. See, most businesses get a bunch of investors and backers, and so what this allows them to do is be their own company without having to draw from other people who then get to put input in on their projects.
Okay, fair enough. I can see that point. That's a valid point.
Yeah, so no, they basically want to
stay. Thank you for changing
there.
My opinion, John.
You're welcome. So it weighs only 1.5 ounces, connects to your phone via Bluetooth. The app is supported on iOS and Android. So your standard, it's compatible to 60 plus cameras between Canon and Nikon. So basically, all the good current shit is supported by it. The app is 100% free, so you will never have to pay for the app to actually use the tool. You can still buy it on there for $74, which seems like that's about the price it's going to be at. Because the next one above 74 is 350, and what that does is give you they're going to do a small production run first, you know, to test that their production is actually going to be quality, you know, before they go and start making mass producing.
Yeah, we're going to mass produce this. Wait,
It's all garbage. Yeah. Yay. Our system doesn't work at all. Yeah, no, but you'll get one of the ones from the small production run if you pledge the $350, as well as one of the final ones from the large production run, in case anything's updated or changed. And it also allows you to be basically in the beta test for it, so they you get to give them all your feedback.
Right.
Like, I love this.
You get to
this
try it out before anybody else.
Too, yeah. So. But the other nice thing is since you're using your phone as the remote and you're not actually attached to the camera at all, so, like, if you're taking... like, let's say, super low-light images, super long shutter times, and it's extremely important.
Astrophotography?
Yeah.
The camera especially cannot, astrophotography.
The camera cannot move.
Right.
Like, you can't move it.
And you can't have light interference from somewhere else. So.
Exactly. And so the blue thing around the ring on the pulse does actually flash, but it flashes when it's going to take a picture. But it does it before the picture is taken, so it doesn't mess with the picture at all. You can also dim it.
It's just a visual sign for you to
exactly.
know that it's
get
the fuck away.
Yeah.
Well, that it's working.
Yeah.
Much,
yeah.
So.
And then you can also dim it and or turn it off if you want to. So that's also built into the app. You don't have to have it, like, blink. And so, what do you...
Don't worry about it.
You're like, what?
I'm silently singing along to the music I'm also listening to at the same time you drone on. Continue.
Well, then be silent instead of whispering into your microphone. All right. The other thing that I like about it is so you can set up to like 3 hour exposures and stuff like that, or even more than that. Like, you can put a full timer on it. You can even manually and you can even manually lock your shutter open. So, like, nice. If you're taking star photos, you could take it for 6 hours in the night. And then when you're done, the exposure would be, like, extremely full. And or with the moving night sky, you would get really cool, like, star streaks the picture you
if
want.
If you wanted either star trails or you'd have to have it on an equatorial mount.
Of course. Whatever the fuck that is.
Equatorial mount.
So that way you can
the
track
sky.
The stars and take
so stars
a
don't
of it.
Move because it...
That's how anytime you see, like, pictures of nebula and stuff like that, they've been tracked along the sky and multiple times and the pictures all put together.
Oh. But that... So that gives you the streak look or not?
No, they've also been colored.
Oh. Because I was saying if you wanted the streaks...
Sometimes, but there's a lot of real color ones.
Oh, okay.
What about the stars that they, like, they know are scientifically red-shifted or blue-shifted, but they still have to color them because it was photographed in X-ray?
I don't know.
For just stars?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Usually,
redshift means it's going away from you, and
redshift
means it's coming towards you, right? So there are, there are black and white photos that have to be colorized, or
they turn out. Yeah, they probably. You're probably right. I don't know for sure how they go around doing that though. A lot of the time, like a lot of pictures you see of planets and stuff aren't natural color, but
let's make it green.
This one's purple. No, it's just super nifty, the amount of control it gives you your camera from your phone to be able to access your phone remotely. And with how big photography is, they basically wanted to give people, especially not that aren't like, you know, super serious photographers, a really nifty tool to help them out to do things they probably couldn't have done before at a reasonable price point.
It looks like 100 is probably going to be the suggested retail price.
Probably. Because, yeah. Like I said, the last one you can get on here is 74, but that's a Kickstarter only.
Maybe 125, but it sounds like it'll still be very reasonable.
For what you're getting, and yeah, if you're big into photography, then most definitely. And I mean, the sunrise time lapse to like. They have some cool time lapse videos on here you can check out just to see how it works and how the videos come out. So the stuff they brought to you originally was, when they wanted time lapse, they built the, Radian, the Micron, and the Radian 2, and now they've built the Pulse. So this is actually their fourth time on Kickstarter.
So were those separate cameras, or were they just devices that attached to a camera also?
I'm actually not too familiar with them.
This thing looks really cool, though. I think this thing's awesome.
Sorry, I was just reading. Yeah, it just says better tools for motion time lapse. And then they just wanted remote camera control that allows you to get the same kind of functionality. The timeline's like really realistic and not that far out. So basically it says November, December is the Kickstarter campaign.
January, finalize mechanical design and order molds. And then it says extensive firmware testing for usability and robustness. And then February is going to be order all pulse parts and finalize manufacturing dates, perform small run and verify production quality, which is what I was talking about. If you spent the $350, you got one of the February small runs.
Right.
And then in March, they perform the full manufacturing and assembly and then ship units to USA and test fulfillment. And then April, delivery of all Kickstarter units.
Nice.
So it's really only like 4 or 5 months away. And all of these will be in your hands if you were to go for it. It's a very, very nifty little tool for photography. I thought it was super rad. I used to be really big into photography when I was younger. Not so much since I bought my first digital camera, if I'm being realistic. Josh isn't into photography at all. Did he mute me? No.
No, I unmuted myself.
Okay.
I like how you're trying to include me in a conversation I'm not paying attention to.
There's so many people not paying attention in here.
I know, we got one guy listening to music.
It's fucking cord night, that's all I gotta pay attention to.
Got one guy drunk listening to music.
Yeah, he's what's Drew. That? What is that? What the fuck?
I don't know, and he's over there like, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I'm rapping silently. I'm like, it's not silent if I can fucking hear you do it.
You know what he's doing over there? He's actually listening to, oh, that's my shit. That's my shit.
Yeah, no, I don't know what he's doing.
He ain't no Hollaback girl.
Basically, he shouldn't be allowed to have beer. That's what I've decided. No, but I think it's a really nifty tool. I think it's a really nifty tool. You should check it out. It's Pulse on Kickstarter. It's going to be a really, really cool thing to add to cameras, man. If you like photography, if you're into that, it's definitely something to at least check out and see if it has a purpose for you.
Definitely.
I also like seeing a company that's been extremely successful launching through Kickstarter. I think that's rad. That all of their projects thus far are crowdfunded. You know? Mm-hmm. Versus...
And that they've fulfilled them. And
exactly.
Happy
I was
going to
say,
stuff,
they've,
yeah.
they've got three previous examples of something they've done, and it's been successful.
Right.
And then they use that feedback for each next time they came back to make something better. Which I think is rad. I think that's super rad. Just goes to show you that when Kickstarter is used correctly, you can really, really take off.
But yeah, that's it.
Pulse.
Right on.
Check it out.
Sounds like a handy gadget. It is. So another thing happened since the last time we talked. It was the Game Awards 2015.
Oh.
And we had gone over the nominees a couple episodes back. But I don't know. Do you guys want to go over the nominee list again, or just run down the winners?
Let's just go down the winners.
All right.
I mean, if anybody really wants to know the nominees, they could go back and listen to like 2 episodes ago.
Well, maybe we'll look at least like the big ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll start off with Game of the Year because it's top of my list here. So.
Yeah. Fair enough.
The nominees for Game of the Year were Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Metal Gear Solid 5. Super Mario Maker and The Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
You got a guess, or are you looking
or
at
Fallout
it?
5, but I'm going Witcher 3.
Already, okay. I already glanced. I don't want to cheat because I know the answer.
The Witcher 3 took Game of the Year by no surprise,
no,
I don't think.
Not at all.
Beautiful game.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
You can't deny it. That game was gorgeous. The horseback riding was fucking rad looking. Sorry that that's like the thing that pops out in my head, but
they actually did a really nice thing with the horse riding, to where if you were on a path and you just held the button for sprint, your horse would just follow the path. You didn't have to worry about steering it constantly. It was really nice.
That's not nice. The whole point of having a manimal under your control.
You can still control it. I'm just saying, like, if all you want to do is ride it from this trail from this destination to that destination,
you could.
But who
doesn't want to control their horsey?
You can. You can just, like...
I like to off-road. I like to jump down to a little lower skid road, maybe ride by the water.
What are you trying to say? You can, like, just keep it going.
You can just keep it going.
Auto-tracks.
It auto-tracks if you want it to. Gotcha. So if you just want to be like, ooh, what's that, and take a hard left, you can. No problem.
I know, and I'm just saying that anybody who lets their horse auto-track... No, man, the horseback riding, like...
That's the best part of it.
I played on Peter's computer, and I absolutely loved everywhere I had to ride on horse. He's like, you can fast travel. And I'm like, ha-ha, fuck that. Yeah!
Yeah, no, and I get that. I'm just saying you can also follow a trail with very minimal effort and still watch your horsey run.
I mean, I get it.
Are, do you, well, though? Do
I,
you?
I get it.
For the lazy horse rider. You want to sit back?
So before we get too much further into the game awards, like, mm-hmm. what are they? I've never fucking heard of them before.
So this is the second annual game awards. And basically, I'm probably going to screw this guy's name up, but it's Jeff...
Keighley?
Okay. Jeff Keighley. He was basically the host back when Spike did the VGAs. And pretty much just when they stopped producing that show, he went on and made his own.
Right? So, he's just like,
I'm sure he had the help of a few other people, too. But
oh, for sure. He's like, they're like, Spike's going to, was like, we're going to cancel right. this. And he was like, I'm going to make my own.
And most of these categories that we'll go over are voted on by members of the industry. So other journalists and
it's actually mostly journalists. There's only a couple that are like developers. But one thing that I thought was interesting is Robert Kuz on it is on the jury, and Robert Kuz is the founder of Penny Arcade. He's one of the founders of Penny Arcade. There's also Jeff Gertzman, who's a Giant Bomb.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely an industry professional. Jean-Marc Wallerman, who runs Extra Life, which is a charity organization based around video games. Then, you know, members of the Associated Press, LA Times, IGN. Also, it's international. There's people here from Australia and Italy and Canada and France and Spain. So
so everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Literally all over the place.
And there are some awards that we'll go over at the end that are voted by
users,
people.
Yeah. Okay,
so
what's the next one? Lay it on me.
The next one should also not come as much of a surprise. It's Developer of the Year. It goes to CD Projekt Red,
who did
Witcher 3.
Shocking. Let me guess. The other ones were Bethesda, Nintendo.
Let's see, for the nominees of that one. Yeah, Bethesda. CD Projekt Red, From Software.
Who did what?
Let's see. What did From do?
That's kind of, like I said, it's kind of a big category.
I was just looking. My buddy John Lorenas, he's actually a part of Extra Life.
Good for you. Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's invited me to several events, and I've never been able to make
it.
Dude,
you should go.
You should. Where they just, like, game and stuff like that.
And you get donations for charity.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I missed out on the drunken Halo 4.
You did miss out, is what it sounds like.
But they just got sponsored by HK Army, a paintball company, apparently.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
What, him specifically or Extra Life?
No, Extra Life.
They have so many sponsors.
Yeah, right? That's probably at this point it's just anybody that wants to kind of piggyback, right?
Yeah, Rooster Teeth did like 500,000 for them this year.
Damn.
They did a 24-hour live stream for it. It was good.
Nice. So what did they create?
From Software is the developers of Bloodborne.
Okay. Which, I mean, not shocking that that was in Game of the Year.
Right. And then you got Kojima Productions and Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So basically, all of the developers from Game of the Year are now in this category.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Makes sense, though.
And the winner was? I'm sorry. I don't know if you said that.
It was CD Projekt Red, so the developer of The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
So, wait, okay.
So they took Game of the Year and Developer of the Year. Pretty much,
yeah. I feel like if you win Game of the Year, there's a very high chance. Like, how do you not win Developer of the Year?
If somebody else made like six really awesome games that weren't quite as amazing as Witcher 3.
One single game? Okay, I can see that. Yeah, like if Bethesda cranked out Fallout 4, 5, and 6, they might have taken it.
Well, I think they would have definitely taken it.
So I feel like John's going to be a little upset on the next category.
Why?
Best Independent Game.
Oh, no.
Did Ori really lose?
Ori did lose, and they can suck a fucking dick.
Best independent game went to Rocket League.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it is a good game. I'm not going to deny it.
I'm not shocked with that one.
Ori and the Blind Guardian is so beautiful, it deserved kudos. I hope it won.
Forest.
It was another... Oh, yeah, sorry.
It was in the art. Art category as well for best art.
Yeah, it was in a couple categories, yeah. I think. But
moving on.
The next category is best mobile/handheld game.
Angry Birds.
Well, the nominees for this one were Downwell, Fallout Shelter, Lara Croft Go, Monster Hunter 4, and Pac-Man 256. And it was Lara Croft Go that...
Really? That's actually kind of surprising. I would have expected it to be 256 or Fallout Shelter. Just because, I mean...
To be honest, I've never played Lara Croft Go, so I don't know if it's
neither of
mine.
Seemed like a lot of people
not,
felt
but...
like Fallout Shelter was kind of like fun and then
not. It was
super
fun
fast.
For a little bit.
Exactly is what I got the vibe of from everybody. It was like, it was fun and then
super not fun.
And then you're like, damn, I've got to pay attention to this thing like every fucking few hours or so.
I just don't have the time for that. Yeah.
Pac-Man 256 is fun too.
That's why I'm kind of surprised that one didn't win. But then again, I've never played Tomb Raider Go, so.
So, moving on is Best Narrative. That one went to Her Story.
Really?
Wasn't Ori and the Blind Forest in that?
Okay. No, Best Narrative was Her Story, Life is Strange, Tales from the Borderlands, The Witcher 3, and Until Dawn.
I think Her Story, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong here, is like this weird Japanese story. I mean, obviously it's a story game, but
girl on the cover's white.
To me, she's not Japanese, man. I could be thinking of a different game, but if I remember correctly, it's this weird. Never mind. Moving on.
I don't see anything Japanese, but it's like just a story kind
of
game,
driven game.
Speaking
yeah.
of best story, and you know, Tales from the Borderland reminded me of this. Did you guys talk about Batman getting a Telltale game?
Last week, didn't we? No. That was announced at the Game Awards. So.
Oh. This is probably the first Telltale game that I actually play, because a Batman Telltale game sounds super fun.
It sounds cool, but it comes down to I've never really played any of the Telltale games, so my kids will probably want it.
Yeah.
Daddy, please!
He's just like, no.
I still haven't played Arkham Knight yet, so.
Lennon should name his account Batman Girl.
Batman Girl?
Yeah. He had a rat that he got to name.
But it was a girl.
But it was a girl, so he called it Batman Girl. And then he got another rat, and it was called Spider-Man Girl.
Yeah.
Instead of Spider Girl or Bat Girl?
Yeah.
Man, they were both girls. He wanted to name Batman and Spider-Man.
So. All right.
Batman Girl and Spider-Man Girl.
Fair enough. All right.
Makes sense to an 8-year-old.
Yes, it does. Makes the perfect sense to an 8-year-old.
Now, how are these winners decided?
The judges. The juries that we talked about.
Gotcha.
Yeah, all of these categories that we're running down now are picked by the jury. So, next category we got is best score / best soundtrack. Anybody want to take a guess at that?
Ori and the Blind Forest.
What are the nominees?
Let's see here. The nominees are Fallout 4, Halo 5, Metal Gear Solid 5. Ori and the Blind Forest.
Oh, it was in there. Good. I was like, hopefully it was even a contender.
Or The Witcher 3.
I'm going to go Witcher 3 or Ori, because I know Fallout, minus the radio stations, which are pretty much repeats of Fallout 3 in New Vegas, Fallout has a terrible soundtrack.
I specifically remember this one because I called it when we went over the nominations.
Which means it's not Ori.
It was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Really? I mean, I haven't listened to
Metal Gear Solid 5. All of the Metal Gear games have fucking amazing soundtracks. All right, fair enough. Especially Metal Gear Solid 3, but moving on.
All right.
Let's see. The next category we have is... best performance went to...
It's a voice actor.
Yeah, it's a voice actor for Her Story, Viva Seifert.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, I mean, you would almost expect best narrative to go with best voice actor.
She was up against Mark Hamill
and
Doug Cockle and Camilla Luddington.
So
and
it was
Ashley
a
Hirsch.
Stiff competition.
Well, those games are Arkham Knight, Witcher 3, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Life is Strange. So, yeah, it was a fucking competition.
That was a hefty competition in that category,
She must be awesome.
No, though.
Like, the game, from what we're seeing, looks like it's just her.
Right.
Like, she's strapped to a lie detector machine in that picture.
Which means that, yeah, you should probably have pretty decent voice narrative if it's just one character. What else we got?
Next category is called Games for Impact. I don't really...
Charity games?
Maybe the... I don't know.
Games will raise the most money for charity.
The impact it has on you, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you it's like...
See, I was thinking impact on humanity or something. But yeah, it could be something like that. What was the winner?
Let's see. Life is Strange.
Okay.
Category is strange.
Yeah. Fitting.
You know, the only other game on this category I've even heard of was Her Story, so...
Which has already won. So,
yeah, the other ones were Sunset, Undertale, and Sibel.
Played zero of those games.
Yeah.
No clue what those are.
Yeah. Sorry, listeners, but...
That's a category that's not for me.
Yeah, or me.
I think this one kind of surprised me a little bit. The next category is Best Shooter.
Okay.
And we had Black Ops 3.
Halo 5.
Destiny, Halo 5, Splatoon, and Star Wars Battlefront.
I'm going to say Splatoon, but you said it surprises, and I think we all kind of thought Splatoon would win. So, what, Star Wars Battlefront?
No, it was Splatoon.
Was it? Shit. Because, yeah.
No, those are a lot of shooters to go up against. I mean, I know it was a really popular game.
Yeah, but... Splatoon was super popular.
It's probably the only thing Nintendo won.
Yeah. It's probably their best win, if it's not their only win. What else we got?
The next category is Best Action Adventure Game.
Syndicate, Arkham Knight, and let's see.
Tomb Raider?
Metal Gear Solid, Tomb Raider, and Ori and the Blind Forest.
I'm going to go Tomb Raider.
John went Ori already, but
he's
a bit disappointed. It was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay.
So it's unfortunate
Ori's not going to win anything.
It's unfortunate that Hideo Kojima wasn't here. So
wasn't
he
allowed
actually,
to fucking go?
Yeah,
that's
so
such bullshit.
He could actually accept some of these awards. But
even if they didn't let him accept it, let him be in the crowd when his game wins. You know?
Yeah.
Let him
but
be.
He was supposed to be on
right
some kind
there.
Of like advisory panel for the show, too.
Even if they cut him from that because of all of the bullshit, let him fucking go. Like,
it's fucked up. You can't even be in the crowd.
Right, exactly.
What if he's like, I'll put duct tape over my mouth and
I'll sit
the
in the
show.
Fucking nosebleed, way in the back. Just let me watch my shit win.
You just hear him in the back. He's like, ha! I fucking knew it!
Yeah. Kojima was on the advisory panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was, I think, is the key word.
No,
there.
I mean, like, he for one night, the game, the major leaders of the Gaming Foundation got together and planned this event. He was one of them.
Oh.
It was also Eric Hirschberg from Activision, Peter Moore from Electronic Arts, so EA, Phil Spencer, head of Microsoft, Reggie Fils Aimee, president and COO of Nintendo of America, all of Rockstar, Valve was there, so there's been, they were on the advisory board.
Yeah. Okay.
Just didn't get to go to the actual event.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is stupid.
All right, so next category is best role-playing game.
Fallout.
No, Witcher 3.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I could easily see that.
But it did beat Fallout and Bloodborne and Pillars of Eternity and Undertale.
You know, I've played Witcher 3 and I've played Fallout, and I think Fallout personally is the better role-playing game, but I could easily see how some people would think the other way.
So. I have not played Witcher 3 yet, so I can't really
so
compare
in
them.
Depth.
But...
Take Skyrim to the, like, the nth level, and that's Witcher. Like, there's just so much you can do with your characters. I can absolutely understand it. I just really like Fallout. That's really what it comes down to. Fallout is life.
Want to take a guess at best fighting game?
Give me my nominations. But before you say it, I'm going to go in Mortal Kombat.
Then you already got it.
All right, sweet. They're adding Alien.
Mortal Kombat X.
I was going to say, 10 is kind of hard to compete with. 10 was fucking amazing.
They're adding Jason, or not Jason Voorhees. They are. They've already added Jason Voorhees. They're adding Leatherface and the Alien. Like, Mortal Kombat's going to continue to fuck around and end up with my money at this rate. Like, I want to beat people down as Leatherface. Yes. I want to kill people with a chainsaw.
Next category is best family game.
Splatoon. No, Farmville. What are the nominees?
Plants vs. Zombies 12.
Yeah.
The nominees.
From Farmville 152. Not 154.
The nominees was Disney Infinity, Lego Dimensions, Skylanders Superchargers, Splatoon, and Super Mario Maker.
Disney Infinity.
Super Mario Maker.
Oh, really? I would have figured Disney Infinity because they have all the, like, I'm just like the other ones where they have the little figures, but that seems to be the most popular one.
Yeah.
Out of all the little
I don't know,
add-ons.
Mario Maker's pretty popular, too. So.
It is, but I'm talking about the ones where you have to buy a figure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like Disney Infinity is the most popular out of those.
Right.
Because you can buy, like, the Hulk and then Jack Sparrow and then play a game with the Hulk and Jack Sparrow, and that sounds rad.
Next category is best sports/racing game.
I'm going to go with some sort of 2K is the winner.
The category was FIFA 16, Forza Motorsport 6, NBA 2K16, Pro Evolution Soccer 2016 and Rocket League.
NBA 2K16.
Rocket League.
Okay. I'm actually glad that beat the NBA games. Yeah. Like, all those, the 2K whatever the fucks and whatever
All the sports games are bullshit.
They are, and I like the Rocket League, which is a very left field sports game, one.
I might have to buy this. Yeah.
I might have to buy this game.
All right. Let's see. The next one is best multiplayer.
Fallout. Well, that was a joke. I don't know.
You could have said something, anybody.
Do you want to hear the category?
I do want to hear the nominees, yes.
Okay.
I already know the category, but...
Black Ops 3, Destiny, Halo 5, Rocket League, and Splatoon.
Rocket League. Or Splatoon.
You got to pick one.
No, I don't. Don't you tell me what to do.
Splatoon.
All right. Yes, I won.
It took best multiplayer and best shooter. I think that's pretty impressive.
No, it really is. That game was supposedly super... It's basically Call of Duty, but with paintball guns and fun little characters.
Nintendo style.
Yeah. But it's killing, which I support. I like it. I want to play that more than the new Call of Duty, so...
Hey, John. John.
Yeah.
Out of Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Metal Gear Solid, Ori and the Blind Forest, and The Witcher 3, who had best art direction?
Is that the next category? Is art direction? Is that where we're going?
That is the next category. I was actually going to let John read this one off.
Oh, all right.
John. Ori in the Blind Forest. I told you
It finally won something.
The hand-painted background's better won something.
I'm going to go with Splatoon. No? Did I lose this one?
It feels like it's the pretty obvious choice in this category. Because, I mean, it's going up against great fucking games, but they're not
except
really...
for Batman. That shit was a flop.
No, Batman was a flop on the PC. It was great everywhere else, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a certain race of people that matter.
If they could get their
shit
together...
I'm waiting for the mod that fixes that shit, because at this point, that's what I have to wait for. Because Rockstar isn't going to fix it. They've said that. Like,
have you tried running it since the new patch to see if it runs any better? Because it does run. It just... It's not up to par.
Why would Rockstar fix the game?
Because they made it?
Rocksteady.
That's what I meant. Whatever. Rock something. Rock hard. Why didn't Rock Hard fix it? Yeah. I mean, I could give it another shot, but I still know I'm going to be disappointed. I've really kind of accepted the fate that I need to wait until I can play it on someone's PS4 or Xbox One. Like, yeah. Disappointed.
It is very disappointing that anytime that they do that, whether it's, you know, that it's built specifically for the console and then just a shitty port to the PC.
It was the worst port. Like, it was so bad that, like, we're going to fix it. No, wait, we can't. Like,
yeah.
How do you continue to use that company to do your ports? I don't know. Boggles my mind.
So that's it for the jury voted section.
Oh, what about the peer votes?
Now we are moving on to the fan voted. I think, let's see.
John, calm down.
First category here is esports game of the year. You got a guess, John?
Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Dota 2.
No, it was Counter-Strike.
Dota was probably a close contender, let's be honest.
I'm sure it was.
With the biggest esports prize pool ever, like, it had to be close.
I'm actually amazed that peer votes, since it was peer voted, that they didn't win just because of the player base is much larger than Counter-Strike.
It really is, though.
But Counter-Strike is fucking seriously fun to watch. Like, if you were just to go online and watch tournaments.
Yeah.
It's insanely fun to watch, like, super highly skilled players play. Like, go ahead. Well, I'm waiting for him to talk about player of the year.
I mean, are you just asking me to leave? Because I can go.
I guess we can move that category up to make it blend in for you a little better.
Thank you.
But, so, esports player of the year went
Not to... the person John wants.
To exactly the person John wanted, which was Kenny S.
Kenny Shrub?
Is that his name? He's from France. He is the most insane opera I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he is absolutely ridiculous.
Man, his that must really translate well over to real-world skills.
It translates well to lots of money.
lots more money than I've earned.
It translates great to his bank account.
Yeah, which is what fucking matters. I would way rather play Counter-Strike than work at the fucking Home Depot.
There was two CSGO players in as the nominees. Do you know the other one, too? Or?
I don't remember his name.
Homie, pro gamers don't make that much. That's Olaf why Meister? Whole teams live in one house.
What?
Olaf Meister?
Yeah, I actually don't know who he is.
Well, he lost anyway. So.
Yeah. I'm not that big into competitive CSGO. I just, you have to know who Kenny S is if you play, because anybody who picks up an op, like, that's who they're going to compare you to. But it's not fair, because he is absolutely, utterly, his reflexes are like, stupid. It looks like cheating. Like, if you just watch a highlight reel of him, like, wreck entire professional teams, it looks like he's cheating. he's just like, boom, scope in, quick scope, no scope. Like, and he just wrecks people, and you're just like, how the fuck did you, what? I want to play like that. And, like, no, he's not filthy rich, but, I mean, he made $75,000 this year so far. It's more money than I'll make in the entire year.
I mean, it is,
and
but...
that's just from playing a video game. And he makes money playing old school Counter-Strike Source too. That was just CS:GO money. But that's fuck, man. I want to make $75,000 to shoot people.
How much
me?
Of his life did he sacrifice for $75,000? Is
He's
my question.
Young.
He's young, but at that young of an age, and you're playing 16 plus hours of Counter-Strike a day.
Who says he has to play 16 plus?
If you're that good, you're playing stupid amounts of Counter-Strike.
I would play that much if I didn't have to go to work, because I knew I was going to win tournaments and earn that money. Like,
I don't know.
Man.
There's just so much more of life to experience. I couldn't dedicate that much.
He gets to travel the world and play in tournaments.
He gets
like,
to travel the world and sit backstage until he goes to sit at a computer in
Korea.
Yeah,
but like, that doesn't matter. He gets time before and after. Like, it's not just the tournament.
I think it'd be pretty badass.
It'd be amazing. That's like that's like
that
my dream. I'm not either. I'll never be good enough to do any of that because I just don't have one, the dedication and or the training.
I just feel the dedication that goes along with that is way too extreme.
Well,
but it's
more
doing
than
something
any of us
you love
are willing
to
put into it.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah.
But it's something he loves to do. It's obvious. Like you would not
get that good if you hated the game.
Exactly.
No, I agree.
Or if you didn't even just if you wouldn't do it just for the money because. You could just go to college and make that much money. Like
you could make more, yeah.
But the fact that he gets to game and make that much money and play in tournaments all over the world is awesome. And that's just tournament money. He makes money doing other stuff, too, I'm sure. Like, one, he's sponsored.
Sponsored.
I was going to say he's sponsored. By so.
So I got, what?
I guarantee you he makes
more
money off of sponsorships.
Left?
Four,
all right, what
four
else you
more
got?
Categories. Lay it on us.
The next one is esports team of the year, and that went to
Cloud9,
Optic Gaming.
All right.
Oh. Do you know who they are?
Not really. They're not any of the big names I'm familiar with that play in like every you know like because
the nominees were Evil Geniuses,
like that.
Fnatic,
I could easily see Fnatic. I could easily
Optic
see
Optic Gaming, SK Telecom T1,
yeah, SKT1, yeah,
and Team SoloMid.
Yeah, no, all of those except for Optics I'm, like,
really
familiar with. Like, so I don't know. Maybe it's just because, like, maybe they're newer. Maybe that's what it is, and people are just, like, really impressed by them. I could easily see that.
Right? Just making a huge splash in the beginning.
Or it's a game you just don't pay attention to at all, maybe.
That they're famous for, definitely. Yeah. But, I mean, like, all of those big ones, like Evil Geniuses, Cloud9, SKT1, they have teams for a lot of competitive games.
Right,
so they all
yeah.
have, like, leagues, Dota, Counter-Strike, like, most of those teams have, you know, teams in every single competitive game. Like, they have their hands in all the pots. That's why I was just a little surprised when you said Optics. I was just like, I guess I'm just not that into stuff. But every other one, Fnatic, all of them, I know about all of them. Fnatic's really good in Counter-Strike. What the fuck is that?
Is what?
Your music. Thanks. Anyways.
Next category is Best Fan Creation.
Ooh.
And the winner was Portal Stories Mel. The nominees were GTA 5 Targets, Real GTA, Portal Stories Mel, Super Mario Maker e-reader levels, and Twitch Plays Dark Souls.
The only one I've heard of is Twitch Plays Dark Souls, which is just a community putting in random commands and trying to beat the game. have heard of any of those other ones. Like, I've heard the names, but I've never seen
I haven't even really heard the name.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a few of those Twitch plays thing. I also saw one that went horribly wrong.
What is
wrong.
It called? You
yeah.
said Portals.
Stories Mel.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard of Portals, won? But not Stories of Mel.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's the one that won. I'll have to check it out, actually. I love the Portals games. Those are fun. They're awesome little puzzle games that you easily sink some time into and just... they're tricky, man. They're fun. They're frustrating, too. And they're mainly frustrating because when you finally figure out how to beat the fucking level, you're just like, that's all I had to fucking do? Like, you're trying to do, like, way more complicated shit, and then it turns out you could just, like, teleport a fucking, like, turret up somewhere out of the way. Or
right, you're just like, it's just teleport that there and then up through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, looks that's nice, a very though. Pretty model.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Even the portal gun looks nicer.
No, the portal gun doesn't look nicer, but it looks like somebody made it in a scrapyard, you know? Like, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Now I'm fucking portaling it. Makes me want to go to a junkyard and just start trying to put shit together.
Let's see.
Will this shoot a portal? No. New item.
The next category is Trending Gamer.
Oh.
Let's see. The nominees for that category were Total Biscuit.
I like the name. I don't know who he is.
Christopher probably. Monte Cristo Michaels.
No okay, idea. So
Greg Miller, Mark Laplier, and PewDiePie.
Oh, PewDiePie. PewDiePie.
No.
It was Greg Miller.
Game what a fucking Greggy. Boring name.
He's from Game Grumps. His name's Game Over Greggy.
Oh, okay.
Really, I didn't know who that was. So.
The only one in that whole list I heard of was PewDiePie.
He also makes a shitload of money.
Yeah, I bet.
PewDiePie makes the most, though. PewDiePie's got one of the most subscribed channels on YouTube.
Yeah.
Never watched it. It sucks. I've heard of it. I've never watched it. Yeah, I know.
See the black dude from Europe that
No. He's white.
Yeah.
Because there's a black dude from Europe that plays nothing but, like, FIFA games and then uploads his videos, and dude just bought a Lamborghini from his gaming money.
All right, and the last category is Most Anticipated Game.
Fallout. Counter-Strike Global Offensive 2.
Going with that Fallout.
It's all games right. that aren't out
it,
yet.
Yeah,
guys.
Anticipated is a game that
that's
hasn't
why
come
I said
out
Global
I thought it was, like, anticipated and it came out this year.
No, it announced this year.
Oh, announced this year? It's not Destiny, because Destiny was announced well before 2015.
But Destiny's out.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking of not Destiny.
The nominees are
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Okay.
And you remember which game that is? That's that awesome PlayStation one with the robot dinosaurs. Yeah.
Dude, and then like the weak spots on the underbellies. Yeah, man, I want to play that game so bad.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I know you guys remember that one. Quantum Break. The Last Guardian. And Uncharted 4 Thief's End.
Okay. I'm guessing Uncharted 4, but I wanted it to be the first one.
I wanted it to be No Man's Sky.
And you got it then.
Yes. So
it was No Man's Sky.
That game looks... I can fly from planet to middle of space with no loads. Oh, man, it looks so good.
No loads?
The Division. That was the game I was thinking of. Not Destiny, The Division. But that was announced 2014.
That's the one where you're trying to make it to the center of the universe?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And the map is just...
billions of
planets. I want to play that. I want to play that really bad. With the procedurally generated planets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's some... They've released some more gameplay trailers and stuff.
This has been my question.
How long is it till it's out?
First quarter 2016.
I think it's, I want to say, like, May.
Okay,
somewhere around there. I don't know.
It's like March, April, May, right there, yeah.
My question is... June 2016.
Or June. Okay. My question is, like, if John shows up to a planet and it procedurally generates for him, and then I separately show up to the same planet and it procedurally generates for me, when we both leave and then we come back together, whose planet procedurally generates?
No idea.
Because that's one thing it says in the trailer is like, or if you guys show up together, it'll procedurally generate the same. I'm like, but what if we show up separately, save that world, and then we show up together later? Like, who gets what planet?
What if it just splits at 50-50?
So when you walk up a mountain, I walk through a crater?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, half of your planet's geography would be half of what's on the planet and half of what it generated for me. And it would just
like the northern and the southern hemisphere, just together.
Or, you know, however they want to do it. Or this, like, the alien races are, like, mixed now. Both are on there. It could be cool.
It could be. I'm just curious how they're going to handle that. Because they say it's procedurally generated for everybody. So,
no idea.
Either way, I'm still going to play the shit out of that game. I'm so excited. So excited.
Hell yeah. That one, and both that one and the Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
more excited for No Man's Sky, I'm not going to lie.
I don't actually believe that the focus on No Man's Sky is going to be multiplayer. There is going to be a multiplayer mode. That's what this says, but it's not the main focus of the game.
Oh, so. I thought everybody was in the same universe. I thought it was just like, this is your server. This server is this whole fucking universe. There you go.
It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe that's not going to matter. I'm just going to play the shit out of that game.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It still looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I have nothing against single player games.
No.
So.
I've been playing Fallout for like 2.5 weeks. Got no problem
with
them.
This does say that there will be a traditional multiplayer mode, just possibly not at launch.
Okay. So it sounds like dogfighting with whatever spaceships that you have at the moment. And maybe like a tier system for ships. Which I'd be okay with. I'm totally all right with that as well. That sounds rad. Just be like, oh, I've been working on this super, super awesome ship. John, let's hop into a battlegrounds. Let's go fucking shoot some people down.
Could be. There's lots of good games coming out next year.
Yeah,
so
they really are.
Next year's going to be awesome. But that's all there is for the Game Awards. So
I was looking at new No Man's Sky footage from PSX. It looks so cool.
Yeah, it does.
He's just like, oh, okay, I'm flying across the planet's surface, and I want to go back to space. And he just veers straight up and, like, flies through the clouds, and then he has cool, like, streaming.
Yeah.
Like,
That game, though.
Hell yeah.
And now he looks like God.
I just want to play it so bad.
Do you guys have anything to add before we move along?
No. I said, oh, so let's get to moving.
Good on you, Kenny S. Thought you deserved it. That's all I got to say.
Proud of Kenny S and Ori.
Dude, he's insane.
I'm actually really bummed that I didn't win.
Ori, definitely.
Fallout.
They should have won
games.
The art category. Like, I think they won where they should have won for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, they should have.
That
won
was
art
definitely
for sure.
Going to be their strongest one. I like the story personally. I thought the story was fantastic, and I like the way it was told without really the talking, other than the great tree talking. Other than that, though.
To be honest, other than being a little surprised on how well Splatoon did and how well Rocket League did, too, like, everything else was pretty... You expected it.
I'm really bummed Fallout and Bethesda didn't do better, but I get it. I'll live. Game's still rad.
It happens.
I'm still going to play. It's not like, well, you didn't win any fucking awards, so I'm done.
So I'm going to sell my copy.
Uninstall.
They still got the money anyway. So
yeah, they did. They don't give a fuck.
I'm rich, bitch.
I don't have that shit on Steam. If I wanted to sell a copy, I just have to sell my whole Steam account.
No biggie.
I could probably make a couple $100 bucks.
You know, you can delete
that.
Games on Steam now. They just started doing that.
Yeah, I'd rather sell it, though.
Wait, you can just delete games for what reason?
So you could buy them again later.
If it was just a terrible decision. I assume you wouldn't want to do it with games that you actually paid for, but there's lots of free games that you maybe just don't want hanging around your library anymore.
But you could uninstall it, leave it in your library, and it's still there as a reminder that you have played it, so if something captured your eye, maybe go back and check it out.
It's a terrible reminder of the horrible mistake you made.
There's that, too. There's that, too. Fuck, that game I talked about last week is on Steam, and that game is poop. Maybe I will completely delete that from my library.
So do we have a question this week, Josh?
No question.
No. Wow.
I said it was in the third segments were in lieu of my question.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you'd still throw out a question, but that's all right. No need to.
Who are you and where can you be found?
Ah, I know this one.
And I can be found
are
in
you
my
Adam?
House.
I thought you were...
I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Dickface or something?
And Dickface and Elric. I am all of these things, and I can be found at my house. It's the same location. You can find me there.
What's your address?
A house on a street right down the road from that store.
Hmm.
Should be specific enough. You guys can come find me. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/waiting4players. We also have that Twitter, of course. Where else can they find us? Waitingforplayers.net, of course. How could I forget? We have the Amazon banner if you want to do some shopping through Amazon for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Buy some of these games.
Yeah, or whatever. And it gives us a bit of feedback.
Buy a PS4, man, so you can buy some of these games later. Play some of these games later.
Play that Uncharted, yeah. Right. And then we also have that donate button if you just want to be like, here's some fucking cold hard cash. We take that too. We accept it all. Where else can they find us? Twitter, Facebook, did all of that? Yeah. Yeah, that's
everywhere.
It. Everywhere. Yeah. All the good places come on find the internet. Us. Yeah. You can find all of our shows at lazynights.net. That's where everybody's content is uploaded to. So, yeah.
That's it.
Let's get out of here.
All right. See you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Auf Wiedersehen.